Next patient, Michael Charles, 41458, dated for 9/7, 66-year-old gentleman from Houston, Texas. Used to work for Gulfstream, Gulfstream shipyard here in Houston. Had a history of smoking, no drinking alcohol. Lives with his sister, recently diagnosed with prostate cancer. His sister tells me that the PSA is quite elevated, close to 100, and they believe that he might have metastatic prostate cancer. He's been evaluated for palliative and end-of-life care. During our evaluation, the patient tells me that he also would like to be evaluated for possible chemo or radiation therapy and would like to know the possible side effect of the medication. Initially, he told the family that he did not want any chemo or radiation therapy, wanted to be kept free, pain-free, period. He has lost weight, at least 15 to 20 pounds in the past month. His sister tells me he's always sitting down. He has no energy to walk around. His CT and his PET scan are pending. His PSA close to 100 or maybe over 100, status post biopsy. He also suffers from hypertension, BPH, hyperlipidemia, family history, positive for prostate cancer medication. Flomax 0.4 once a day. Lipitor 20 milligram once a day, Coric 3.25 once a day, insulin 20 units, Atlantis once a day, Solo Star pen, Lisinopril 10 milligram a day, eye drops, and recently was started on Cipro 500 milligram twice a day for urinary tract infection and prostatitis. Allergy none. Surgical history, no recent surgery. Review of system. Pain in the bones, back pain especially, tiredness, weakness, not eating, PPH issues including bowel and bladder incontinency, sitting down and sleeping most of the time, weight loss, ADL dependency. He has a provider, lives with his sister. Initially he wanted no treatment, but now he's waiting for his CT scan to be done to see if the cancer is, if he's a candidate for prostate cancer therapy at this time. He's alert, he's awake, but quite weak. He appears sallow. His blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 110, or two sats 92%. Febrile, heart positive, small positive is 2. Tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, abdomen, soft, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash, oral mucosa, dry, significant muscle wasting noted, especially in the lower extremity. Here we have a 66-year-old gentleman with prostate cancer, most likely metastasized to the bone with bone pain, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, BPH, urinary tract infection, and prostatitis, recently requiring Cipro for antibiotic therapy, period. Nipergraphy also has diabetes, coronary artery disease, hypertension, and possible congestive heart failure, period, along with hyperlipidemia, period. In the paragraph, he would be a candidate for end-of-life care regarding his prostate cancer with a high PSA and overall grave prognosis, but patient wants to be evaluated for evaluated via scheduled PET scan before he makes that decision. Next number is diabetes. Next number is blood sugars controlled, especially since he's lost weight. Next number is hypertension. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is BPH. Next number is we'll evaluate patient after the PET, PET/CT results are available. Thank you.